I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 31st. Some of the homeless clients from Father Bill's shelter in Quincy will be relocated to the South Shore YMCA in an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19 among the city's homeless population. Mayor Thomas Koch says about half of the estimated 130 clients that use the shelter will be moved to the field house at the Y, where a temporary shelter will be put in place. Koch says Quincy police officers and personnel from the shelter will staff the temporary setup around the clock until further notice. So far, there have been no cases of coronavirus among the city's homeless individuals. The mayor says that one Quincy police officer and one Quincy firefighter have tested positive for COVID-19 and are recovering at home. He says the city's first responders are all undergoing testing at sites in Norwood and Shrewsbury. Firefighters are not responding to every medical call unless needed in an effort to prevent the spread of the virus among the city's fire department personnel. Manette Community Health Center will establish a coronavirus testing tent for its patients at their West Squatom Street headquarters in North Quincy. Mayor Koch says that tent will be staffed by Manette healthcare workers and will be used to help prevent the spread of the virus to other Manette patients utilizing the clinic. Koch says the city is assisting with that tent setup. All of the basketball courts in Quincy are closed after people were seen playing contact games recently. The city says the courts are closed until further notice in an effort to encourage more social distancing to prevent the spread of coronavirus. The deadline for property tax bill payments, deferments, and applications for abatements in Quincy has been extended from April 1st to June 1st. Quincy Chamber of Commerce and Quincy Community Action Programs will be releasing details soon about some financial assistance for hospitality workers. Recently, the city set aside $1 million from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund to help shift workers and others in the restaurant, hospitality, and personal care businesses pay their rents and pay for other household necessities. In addition, the city is funneling more financial help to the food pantries in Quincy, which have seen a dramatic increase in demand. There are currently 91 coronavirus cases in Quincy, and there have been 7 deaths. 22 people have recovered, and 100 are being monitored. Mayor Koch says those numbers will continue to be made public because he says it's important to be transparent during this pandemic. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Tuesday, March 31st.